Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the NV Access podcast. I'm Mick Curran, and with me...
Jamie Tay, and Mick thought it was episode 7.
I did. I don't remember episode 7 whatsoever, but that's okay. Anyway, we've got a few things to talk about today. Obviously, the most notable, of course, is the release of 2014.1. At the time of recording, we're currently on about RC2 or whatever, but hopefully very soon we will see that release coming to you very shortly.
Ideally next Tuesday, but you something like never that. Can tell.
Yes. So quite a few things in 2014.1, of course. We'll go through some of these in a bit of detail, but as I say each time, please go and read the What's New, because there's plenty of, you know, little bug fixes and other things like that which may affect, you know, you specifically, but we'll just go through all the high-level stuff. So the first thing worth talking about is PowerPoint 2013 support. So we do now support Microsoft PowerPoint 2013. It should feel very, you know, similar to the rest, what you're used to with 2010, 2007, etc. Not too much difference there. The only little caveat is that we can't support, what do they call it? Protected view in PowerPoint 2013. But look, I mean... It is possible if you do get one of these documents, I think you just press F6 and then there's an enable editing button and you can press that and then off you go.
Do slideshows work in protected? Oh, no.
Yes, I think they do actually. It's just editing them, as in moving through them in protected mode or view or whatever. so that's good. One other thing with PowerPoint is we now... can announce if there are hyperlinks when editing text in PowerPoint as well, which makes it a lot easier for people writing presentations when they do want to link their text. Though, I mean, I must personally say I've never quite understood the whole idea, though, with links in your PowerPoints.
Because
it's not as if someone's going to go up and click the slide on this.
Just hang on, sir. I just want to click. Can I have your mouse for a second? can you use those PowerPoint, you know, those, like... slide changer, laser pointer.
Oh, the clickers,
things?
Yes. Yeah.
Can someone please
click the thing?
Can you make it click links as well?
I don't know. But then I suppose these days with touch screens as well, I suppose someone can just run up and...
You know. Touch the projected screen.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what we've got with PowerPoint. We've worked on Java support, surprisingly, a little bit lately.
Needed some attention.
It did need some attention. I mean, because as much as, you know, I guess the most people, I guess, you know, aren't using Java too much now, but there are certain corporate applications or certain very specific applications which will still use Java. Yeah. So it's important that we still give high quality support.
The Java people have been going on for years. We've heard rumors about them getting rid of the Java Access Bridge, and it still hasn't happened.
So for a long time we were sort of waiting out on it, but it doesn't seem to have happened. So therefore, we just thought we'd go and clean up a few things. So there's quite a few little things, and if I can try and remember them all. Such as some people may have noticed when opening a new Java application or opening a frame or a dialogue within a Java application, sometimes NVDA wouldn't read the first thing that got the focus. That's now been fixed, so you'll definitely know where you are the first time you open the thing. Things such as some labels not being correctly read when you do read a dialogue. So when we collect the text to actually read the caption, you know, the description for the dialogue, that might be a little bit more useful now. There was a problem with radio buttons and things saying some very inappropriate things like one of one all the time. At least for 2014.1, we've suppressed this completely because it was just inaccurate information. We are currently do have some code for a later release, which does actually get the number and count of the radio buttons correct, but that didn't get into 14.1. And the most important thing with Java is we now support table row and column coordinates and table headers as well, which is really good to see. That sort of just, you know, rounds off our table support, I guess, for most of the APIs that we support, I think, which is good. So that's the Java support. Now, we have done a little thing with Outlook Express and Windows Live Mail. We now can detect if an email, when you're in your email, you know, inbox list, whether it has an attachment or not.
Or whether it's flagged.
Or whether it's flagged as well. That's correct. So that should work in Outlook Express.
It's only been requested for about 7 years.
About 7 years, yes.
Finally found a way.
Yeah, we did. So that's good. That's there. So that should work in Outlook Express, Windows Mail, and Windows Live Mail up to 2009, isn't it?
Because later versions did it already, I think.
Yeah, they have their own code about going about things. Yeah, so that I mean, you know, that'll affect, I guess, a lot of XP users and things like that. What else have we got? So we've got, I'll quickly maybe pass to Jamie just for this one particular feature, which is DPI awareness in MBA.
So anyone who's familiar with screens will note that sort of lately we're getting much higher resolution screens. So in Apple call this technology Retina, but basically we're talking high resolution, fitting more pixels into a smaller space so that it looks nicer. Newer laptops in particular and tablets have this feature. And unfortunately, that means that Windows needed to change how stuff is being displayed. So that's what you call high DPI, or dots per inches DPI. I think that's actually an incorrect term. They say pixels per inch, but we still call it dots per inch. So basically, that caused problems for NVDA in certain applications where you'd route the mouse and it ended up routing to a completely incorrect spot, or my favorite annoyance is where you click somewhere and you press enter on something in Firefox and it clicks something entirely different, which several people have been getting direct messages from me that were meant to go to someone else because I kept clicking the wrong person. So that's now been fixed, which is great. There are still some teething pains with that. It's very difficult to support all applications correctly, and so we're still having to chase some cases. But for the most part, it works as it should now on those newer high DPI screens.
And this really would affect anyone, even if you're not into big screens or anything, anyone who buys a device pretty much that can run Windows 8.1 probably has been hit by this problem.
Well, pretty much like modern laptop screens and tablet screens, if they're sort of the higher end screens, will have the high DPI thing happening.
Gotcha. Okay. We have added, this obviously isn't a feature that's going to interest everybody, but it's worth mentioning that in order to track down crashes and things like that in NVDA, we do do what we call crash dumps now, which means that apart from the NVDA log file, a dump file is also produced, which sort of contains all the sort of core debugging information for Windows, the symbols and all that, which can help us work out exactly, you know, really to the line of code almost,
where the crash happens.
So this won't happen if it doesn't crash, but it's just in a real severe crash of NVDA, we can get that. So your log file will tell you when there is a critical error and it crashes, and it'll tell you where the dump file is. So if you do report crashes to us, and you normally provide your log file, also provide the crash dump file to us as well.
There's information on the wiki about that. So if you go to the issues page on the NVDA community site, there's a link to an article which explains how to do provide log files and crash dumps. It tells you where to find them, how to enable certain things, because we can also get crash dumps for other applications if we need them. So if someone suspects that NVDA is causing a crash in another application, which is rare, but it does happen, then we might find it useful to get a crash dump from that application as well.
Yeah. Another thing, we've tracked down a few little bugs and things in Microsoft Word with Braille support. So some people may have noticed that we were repeating cell coordinates and table information in Microsoft Word several times. And so we got that fixed. And also maybe slightly better performance with a Braille display and Microsoft Word, especially Microsoft Word 2013.
Hopefully there are still things we can do to improve that.
I think there are, yeah, but we were happy to get that far, especially if someone has spelling errors enabled and things like that. Mm. It was a big performance slowdown. I think, look, they're the oh, no, one more thing with 2014.1, and that is allowing browse mode in ARIA applications and dialogues. So in simple terms, on the web, obviously things are becoming more application sort of ish. You know, everyone would have been in some kind of dialogue or something, and obviously browse mode was not available, which in most cases this is appropriate, obviously, because you should be using it like a normal application, using the arrows and tabbing and stuff and letting the application take the focus where it should. But in some cases, we understand that obviously as these technologies change and everything, that, you know, this mode still isn't quite appropriate, and you may want to just get a flat view of everything, browse mode, where you can just get to all the text.
Particularly if the dialog application isn't coded very well. So someone thinks it's a dialog application, but really it's actually not, and you can't get to everything.
Yeah, and we've seen quite a few cases of that, haven't we? Even in like government websites and things where they accidentally just said it's an application, and they're not even aware of it, and it just completely breaks. So now it is possible to press NVDA plus space, which is your normal, you know, focus mode, browse mode toggle. But this time, if browse mode is not available, it will force it to be available, and it'll make all browse mode available and dump you in browse mode, and then you can do that. So I guess just to point out, just in case anyone's asking, the reason we don't do this by default, as in, you know, we haven't before, is that it is a big performance hit to suddenly go and create browse mode for anything that it's not needed for. So at least now the user has a choice to enable it if they want.
But it's also sometimes not at all appropriate. So, for example, Google Docs is an application, and you can move around it with menu bars and stuff, but it's actually completely useless in browse mode. It's not designed for that.
You're not going to get anything, are you?
So, well, not much. It's going to be very confusing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we think it's best to support the cases where it is actually used properly, but we understand there are cases where it isn't, and we need to try to support those. So now you can force that if you see a dialog application and it's not working the way it should.
So I guess we can... we're going to talk very briefly just about what we're doing next, I suppose.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a big focus right now on, well, at least from I got a bit obsessed with performance. So we're trying to come up with all sorts of ways of improving performance a bit. I mean, NVDA performs pretty well most of the time, but there are certain things that we can do better. A lot of it's fairly technical in nature, and anyone that is interested in those details can, you know, look on the development list they probably would have been following already. But it's going pretty well. Unfortunately, with any of these kind of changes, because they're quite deep and some of them are quite, shall we say, interesting and tricky, we've had some instability on the next branch, and we apologize for that, and we appreciate people, you know, sticking with it and reporting issues, but we hope that it'll, you know, be good in the long run.
And I think it verifies why we changed our release process last year in order to have the next and master branches. So now we know that, you know, people can be on master and not worried that things are going to be too bad, but at the same time they're still helping us, you know, almost as, I guess, as beta testers for the next release. But they're still immune to any of these really big code changes we make.
So some of the things are just really briefly. So for example, if you if an application stops responding, we had some code there to try to recover from that situation. So if you alt-tab out, it'll recover, but it'll recover in more cases now. And also, if you've got a background application which is not frozen but it's responding slowly, so let's just say you're doing some really complex task and it's just, you know, displaying a progress dialog and it's very slow, if you alt-tab out, NVDA is no longer affected as much. Obviously, you know, your system's busy, so it's going to be a bit slower, but previously NVDA could be very seriously impacted. So that's all sitting on next at the moment, and we're just trying to work out what's going to go where, when it's going to come back, when it's ready.
Yeah. And there's a few little extra Java improvements that didn't quite get in, and they'll be in the next release. As I said before about the radio buttons, we'll actually have the proper counts, and One of the things, when a control changes its name or value, it's much, much more accurate now.
There's a lot of stuff sitting incubating at the moment.
There is, yeah.
To go through that.
Yep.
It's quite
lots
a bit.
And lots.
I think that's more or less it. We are also on the business front. We're in the process of hiring a general manager at the moment, thanks to funding from the Nippon Foundation, which is fantastic. And they'll hopefully be able to help us with, you know, business and obtaining a more sort of sustainable funding and things like that. So there'll be more news on that in the coming weeks, hopefully.
Most definitely.
So stay tuned.
Of course, we'll be at CSUN as well.
Oh, yes, of course.
In a few weeks. So those who aren't familiar, that's just a big disability technical conference. It's disability and technology, I should say. In San Diego. It's always fun to go there and network with everyone in the industry. And we'll definitely be there.
Yeah, we'll be around. So if anyone wants to catch up,
just ask someone where we are. We don't have a booth or anything, but someone will know where we are, or even get us on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah. Twitter's a good place to find us.
Mm-hmm. Assuming the internet works well,
which it often doesn't. Okay. Anyway, moving right along. Yes,
sponsors. I suppose we'll just.
I'm just wondering. Briefly mention that I don't really have the full detail on it, but right. Joseph Lee has organised an NVDA sort of users sort of online summit, I suppose you'd call it, on it depends where you are, either Saturday this week or Sunday this week, depending on where you are. We might see if we can get some details posted up about that somewhere.
Yes, yeah, that'd be good.
Although by the time people listen to this podcast,
it's probably over.
Okay.
I don't know if he's planning on recording it. I have no idea.
I think he is.
Right, okay. So we might be able to get something up.
Mm.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay, so sponsors. Well, Adobe, once again, are sponsoring this year.
Yes,
so we're very certainly thankful not sponsoring for my ability to speak English. that's really fantastic, and we're really grateful for that. And also, as I just mentioned, the Nippon Foundation are now sponsoring us. And we possibly have some other sponsors to announce in the coming months. So that's something else to stay tuned for.
So thank you very much, everyone, for their support, whether it's corporate or individual.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly ensures that we can continue to make NVDA freely available, definitely, you know, all over the world for whoever needs it.
Yeah, what he said. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Next time.